All right, thank you guys for tuning into the Taylor Jones podcast today. I actually interviewed another seller, David. He's out of the UK, and his business, he started last July. He has a really crazy story. He started walking around the city, and he didn't even have a car when he started. I'll let him tell it. Absolutely amazing. I think you guys get some good value out of today's episode, and really that the main things I want you guys to take away are you can start with nothing. You don't need anything to start, and that this really can create a lot of freedom and opportunity in your life. So without further ado, guys, here is the podcast. And again, it's with me interviewing David, a good 22-minute section, and enjoy. All right, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the Taylor Jones podcast. Today we got a guest on. How about you go ahead and introduce yourself, brother?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. So my name is David. I started an Amazon business last June. And I'm basically, well, pretty much I'm a seller based in Southeast of UK. And we are rolling down there.
Okay, sweet, yeah. So, David, now, we were talking a little bit beforehand. You're doing mostly book sales, right? Okay, nice. And when did you start?
Well, I started at the end of June last year.
June last year. Okay.
Yes, and it is a story a little bit because, I mean, I was on holiday. So I was working in an insurance company and I created this job at the end of May. And I went for 1 month to Spain for a holiday. And I'm down there in Spain. I mean, there is nothing to do in the evening anymore. And I'm down there popping up on YouTube and there is a guy saying how to make $100 a day selling on Amazon books, and I'm looking at watching this video, and I'm thinking myself, I mean, if this guy can do that, I can do it. I mean, if this guy who's on a video can do it, I could probably do at least 2-3 times more than that.
Yeah,
so that's how I started. I came back to UK, United Kingdom, and we started going on.
That's great, man. So, now, what made you want to leave? You were in insurance, you said, right?
I mean, it's a job.
Yeah, so what made you want to leave that? Oh, because you got blocked. What happened?
Yeah.
Dude, I respect the grind, though, bro. That's some hustle, man.
Yeah. I went into a Facebook jail. I was in a Facebook jail for 3 months. But it happened before. Like, happened back in 2014, 2015. Then I had to find something else to replace the income. And I was found this job in an insurance company. And we are being all right. In UK, they are paying all right. But I have never even checked my paycheck. Never checked my paycheck. Because I knew it's not a lot, I knew it's not enough, and I knew whatever I'm doing on a monthly basis, next month is going to be the same.
Yeah.
Like, there is nothing. Yeah, so pretty much. And I knew this job is temporary for me. I knew I need to quit it to find something to do.
Yeah, so how long after, so you had your business, you got blocked by Facebook, and then you were working in the insurance company. How long were you selling insurance before?
One year.
Okay, so I know a lot of people. So I know a lot of people. You know, they get caught up in like, how do I make the transition? Did you have like when you went? Were you starting to build the Amazon business while you were in insurance? Was it a hard cut? Did you have any savings, or was it just a hard cut?
Yeah, I had savings.
How much did you have saved up?
Well, around 10,000 pounds.
Okay, so is that something you'd recommend? Is that something you'd recommend for people if they're looking to like let's say they want to leave their full-time job and they want to get into the Amazon business, save up some money?
I wouldn't recommend this because I had experience. I made it before and I knew it, I would make it again. I didn't know what I'm getting myself into because I found about Amazon 2-3 weeks after quitting my job. So, but I knew I would make it because I had experience from before.
Yes.
So I knew whenever I will start maybe my own project, maybe I will start consulting business for the business around me. But because I already made it in the past, I knew what it requires to make it again.
Gotcha.
And I knew that whatever happens, I will bring this income, which will be enough to cover my bills. So these savings, it just helped me to invest money into business. Because, I mean, look, we are going to buy things. So the more money we spend buying things on Amazon, the more return is going to be. So definitely it's helpful. But if I would recommend somebody to save up money, quit their job, quit their full-time job and start the Amazon business, no, I would say maybe start for part-time.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. I was working full time for probably 2-3 months, and doing I'd work all day. I'd get home and I would work on the Amazon business from 5 o'clock at night till midnight. And then, dude, it's like my first month I did 1,000 in sales. My second month I did 2,000. My third month I did 13. Because you're like you said, dude, the more money you spend on product, the more you make.
Exactly.
You know, so as your nest egg grows, so do your profits, and it just keeps growing as long as you know what you're doing. So that's great, man. Do you want to share a little bit about your strategy, kind of how you source books, and talk a little bit about that?
I can talk about that a little bit, but again, I say it's all basics. So
yeah.
There's nothing magic I can say about it. There is nothing technical which would be new that I would say how we are sourcing the books. For me, it probably comes to the mindset, how we are doing it.
Yeah.
Because when I started this business, I didn't have a car. So I was treating this, I'm treating FBA, Amazon as a game.
Yes.
So we are playing a game basically. So when I started, I said I didn't have a car because I live in a central city. So for me, having a car was a liability when I had a job because it takes 7 minutes to get to the workplace on a bike, and it would take me 30 minutes, maybe 40 minutes by car. So when I started, all I could do, I just go, I walked with a bag to the shop.
So you're telling me you'd walk to the bookstore and buy books and walk back?
Yeah, you buy 10 such books, and what's happening, you're getting them, it's happening. So after 3-4 days doing this, what I'm doing, and I'm thinking about it, all right, so this is the beginning of my Amazon business. What if I treat it as a game? So what can I do now to be able to get 30 books, maybe 35 books a day? So I bought a trolley. So I'm going around the city, like you see all people in the cities, and I'm with a trolley.
Oh my gosh. Now, when you say a trolley, you mean like a little cart, or what do you mean?
Yeah, like a little cart, but on the back. But so I don't know if you have it in your state, but you have it here in UK. All the people, mostly we do it for shopping, we use it for shopping.
Yeah.
So we have like a little car, not even a car, a trolley. So what happens? So I have this trolley and I'm thinking, okay, great, I can buy now 30 books a week. Not a week, a day.
That's hilarious.
But I run into a new problem. So you play a game. And what happens to you, you can only grow as far as your resources are. So I was thinking, all right, so at 2, 3 p.m. I maxed out the trolley.
That's great, man. That's hilarious. So how long, I mean, you started in July. How long were you doing the stroller with the books before you got a car and before you started to scale? So you were, for 3 months, you were cranking around the city with a stroller with books.
I upgraded my stroller, right? After 2 weeks, I upgraded my stroller. So I figured out, I buy a bigger stroller, I buy more books, right? So that's what I did.
That's amazing, dude. So many, what it is, because I'm sure you must have had thoughts like, this is stupid. What am I doing? I look like an idiot. Yeah. What is it about Amazon? Like, what is it? What values or what did you like about it that gave you the freedom and the drive to put your head down and be like, I'm going to do this. I don't care how long it takes. I'm going to fucking do it. Because I feel like a lot of people wouldn't be able to have the humility to walk around the city with a stroller. You know what I'm saying?
So what I realized, I mean, I on my second, third week, I'm already making money back.
Yes.
And I figured that out, okay, if I put more money right now, a couple thousand or 3,000 pounds, the next month I will get maybe 5, 4, about maybe 6,000 pounds already. And so I get a quick return. And because books has a very, very high margin, like maybe an average, maybe 600, maybe 700 per stamp for an average from what I spent. So I could see very quick returns. So for me, I thought, all right, so if I do it right, I will be able to persist until the end. But I mean, I didn't see it. I mean, in the first 2 or 3 months, I wasn't going full speed.
Yeah.
Because I was still testing the market.
It takes time to get the traction, you know. But
imagine I'm going to the source of books, and I had a problem in my mind. I was thinking, okay, I buy books this month. I mean, I'm buying today in this shop these books. What can I do the same next month?
Yeah.
What is going to be happening after 1 month? Can I come back to the same store to buy books again?
Yeah.
So I was thinking that I will not be able to be resourceful. But I mean, after 3 months, I realized, okay, I came back to the same shops again and again.
Yeah.
I can buy more and more inventory.
So David, you know, you've been in the business, you know, not quite a year now. How have you scaled up in terms of, are you just increasing the amount of your books, or have you gone to other methods, or kind of like, how have
both.
You scaled up now? Like, how, what, what's your, been your...
It's both. It's just, again, the same like you're playing a game. So what started happening to us, so we realized, okay, my upgrades became more expensive, but at the same time, you could buy more books. We have more value right now. We can test things. So even if I spend $1,000 and it doesn't work, I don't really mind. I don't really care about it. So what happened to us as well, like you say, how do we scale? How do we get new sources? So we started getting deals from even another shop owners. Maybe we want, so like I say, like a game. So you have choice to make. So sometimes somebody's proposing you a great deal. But so we had this deal 3 months ago. It was a really great deal. This guy is a regional manager, responsible for around 15 shops, and he could also open us more doors to more shops, so that every single Monday we come and pick up the books from them.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, and very cheap, very, very cheap. So around 5p and 10p for how many, 3 pounds of books. So it was really, really cheap deal. But what we figured out, okay, if we accept this deal, what is going to happen to us regarding to the flexibility that we have right now? Because we would be locked up in one niche, and how much can we grow?
Yeah.
Okay, if the guy says, okay, you can come here every single Monday and do this, you have 15 stores right now, but from the next month you have access to 100 stores of ours, but I need you every single Monday or Tuesday throughout the week to collect it every week. Now the problem we could have is we need to get a van, we would need to rent a van, we would need to hire people to be there, because
yeah.
we couldn't physically be there ourselves. So I was thinking myself, okay, if I accept this deal, it will be comfortable. We would expand the clear cost to maybe $50,000 a month, but it was a bad deal.
So, David, that's awesome, man. Do you see yourself sticking with books for the future? Do you see yourself kind of branching out into different things, or kind of where do you see yourself going the next year?
Great question. I like going deep. So I like going deep. Like even in the initial business I was running, I like going deep. So I try to find out more information about books I'm selling. I'm trying to reach out to more people who potentially will have books, maybe collectors who don't need books anymore. I'm trying to go deep with books.
Okay, so you're going to hone in on books and see how
pretty
far...
Pretty much this right now. We are finding new strategies. We are still testing new deals, especially, I like to say like this, virus, lockdown, we are all in this together, but for me, it was a blessing.
Yeah. So how much revenue do you guys have so far year to date, like this 2020?
Yeah, I never checked. Same with my insurance job. I never checked my income. The only thing I know that we are right now at around 70 a month.
Hey, you're doing around 20,000 a month.
Around
20,000 a month. Nice, dude.
Yeah, we are running this together with my girlfriend.
Nice.
So it started as a fun, something business to do, but right now, and we are still not going crazy about it. We are not trying to go in like, we're still trying to make a balance.
Okay, yeah. So you're not trying to grow into like a $1 million empire. You're just, you honestly, you're looking for the lifestyle that it gives you.
Yeah, it's mixed.
How often, so, I mean, how many hours a week are you working on average?
Yeah, my life. I mean, there's nothing to hide. I was starting from not 80 hours. up to 100 hours
a week. You're working doing 80 to 100 a week?
Yes.
Wow. So you're doing every day, you're grinding every day.
Well, look, it really depends. Again, it's a great question. So how we started off, so here in UK, shops are open from 9 to 5 p.m. So if I'm driving 1 hour to a city to where I'm going to buy shops, I will come back home maybe 5 or 6 p.m. But now we need to prepare the books.
Yeah. Wow. So and you guys are shipping. And you guys are shipping them out yourself, or you're doing FBA?
FBA,
that's the way to go. Now, when you buy a book, I'm curious, do you guys find yourself buying a lot of different types of books? Or are you buying, you know, a few different types, but you're buying a lot of quantity?
Both,
okay.
So when we started, it was, you could only do a lot of different type of books, but one at a time. So that's when you go to the charity shop, for example, the Goodwill store, you cannot find the same books and the titles. But when I started contacting people, wholesale deals, so I would be able to buy 10, 20.
Okay, so I'm interested in that, David. Can you talk? So my question is because I haven't really sold a lot of books. If I wanted to start contacting people and buying, let's say that I went to Goodwill and I found a list of 10 books that I'm like, these are selling. Who could I reach out to get contracts with wholesaling to get a large quantity of those for cheap? Who could I reach out to?
Amazon sellers themselves.
So, other sellers?
You find big companies. So, I mean, there are people like us selling, can get selling maybe 100 copies a week, maybe more, maybe 200-300 copies a week of books. But there are people selling thousands of books every single day, and now we are having in store loads of books, and maybe we don't need these books anymore. So at the end of the day, it becomes a numbers game. So when I said to you, if somebody will start to do what we are doing right now in UK, I don't believe every person could do it because it comes to values and it comes to hard work ethics as well.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody knows the technicals. Everybody knows what needs to be done or what can be done. It just becomes like it needs.
Are you going to do it? Are you going to execute on it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, David, so you said other sellers. Like, if I wanted to reach out to imbibe the books today, where do you go? Do you go on the listing and see, okay, X, Y, and Z are selling this book, and then you hit contact seller?
That's right.
That's how you do it.
That's right.
And then you basically.
Not a direct message. You go on their website.
And then you basically negotiate. You basically negotiate with them and say, hey, can I get it for XYZ price?
Yeah, we did this for a while now. But during this lockdown, that was the only way we could actually source books because everything is closed. What you would normally do here in UK is closed. So there's nothing much you can do. So this was the way we were doing, and I bought quite a few nice, well, I had quite a few nice deals.
That's amazing, dude. I never thought about doing that. So you literally just, on the Amazon page, you click on other sellers and
you find.
You know what, David, you know what's really neat? You say that. I was up late last night, 1 a.m, just going through a couple of my product listings. And I clicked on the other sellers. And I didn't know if you could – I don't know if you knew that you could do this. But you can actually click on the seller. And at the bottom of the page, it'll say their products. And you can see every single product they're selling.
Yeah, that's exactly what you're doing.
Dude. Isn't that nuts? When I found this out, I found, because I do most of my retail arbitrage at Walmart, I found a couple Walmart arbitragers, and then I literally took a video of all of the profitable items they're selling.
Yeah, I mean, especially the big store. I mean, the big store will have their own channel on Amazon, and we are going to have hundreds of thousands. So if we have around 100,000 of ratings, you know we are selling a lot of items every single day. Now we have as well, you open a seller, and it will show you all of their products. We have a website also, and we have these deals. What you find in store, we have these deals as well.
That's awesome, man. I didn't know you could do that.
But at the end of the day, it comes to like, the more information you go through, so the more sellers you go through, listing information, the better it becomes.
Yeah. There's so much to learn. I feel like it's so, selling on Amazon is so basic. You know, and a lot of people just have the, they struggle to get started. But once you get started, dude, you learn stuff every day. This is the small stuff, you know, that helps you grow and you know, and make more money.
That's why I said I decided to go deep. So yeah. I know I can do it.
No, I like the way that sounds. Go deep.
Yeah.
No, that's great.
You know, you can go in, you can deep in and get out.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's great, man. So, I mean, in terms of, you know, with the future with you and you're the girlfriend with business, you guys plan on growing the business? Do you plan on just kind of keeping the size you're at, or?
Yeah. From the information you find out right now during the slowdown, doubling from here will be easier.
Yeah.
So from where we are right now, to double will be really, really easier. And I did retail or arbitrage as well, a little bit.
You do?
I used to do it in the beginning.
Okay.
So I had a few big deals. I mean, the biggest flip I had was from an item I bought in a beauty shop. I paid £150 for some sort of thing which makes you so hairs don't grow on you anymore. And I sold that thing for £400.
Wow, man. That's great. That's a good flip.
It was a good flip.
Yeah, initially I was doing stuff like that where I go to Home Depot and get power tools for 90 and sell them for 200. But what I found is that it's a lot easier to find products that are in the $10 to $20 price range and then just do a bunch of quantity. Just go in with a quantity with a high demand. And I also look for products that like you can get that you can just go back to Walmart and buy more of, you know?
That is true. And I mean, you can travel around. You can go to the next city and find the same product potentially.
Exactly. But I started out just clearance racks, man. That was my bread and butter for 2 months was clearance racks, man.
You still do that?
A little bit, but not as much. You know, because I like I'm growing the list of items. So when I run out of inventory, I just go to the store and buy more, you know?
Right.
But if let's say that you sell 3 items on the clearance rack, you go back next week, they're not there.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So, but it's done really well, man. It's done really well. But cool. David, I'm glad we got to talk, man. I'll cap it here. Yeah, we'll have to do this again sometime. I think hopefully our viewers, you know, got some good information from it. And yeah, dude, thanks for your time. Oh, you know what? We'll ask some quick questions here, man. Actually, what was, do you read it all? What was the best book you've ever read? What's your most impactful book you've ever read?
Dale Carnegie.
Wow. Okay. I've only read it once, so you got me beat there, man. Okay. Any others?
Yeah, you have quite a few books here, but again, Dale Carnegie is my favorite. Right now, I'm reading Security Analysis by Benjamin Graham. It's a very complicated book.
Yeah.
But it is my, Warren Buffett's recommendation. I'm going for it.
Great, man. Awesome. Sweet, David. Well, I'm glad we got to talk, brother. And until next time, man.
All right. Thank you very much, Dale.
Yeah, we'll see you, dude.